You are listening to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy. If you're moving house, call your local energy retailer, Red Energy. And for Wilson Homes, celebrating their biggest cash discount ever. Sam McClure and Jimmy Bartel with you. We spent a fair bit of the first hour with Jimmy with Lee Matthews talking about the situation at Essendon. Always fascinating when a club that we think is underachieving is and how they get out of the hole that they're in, because they are in a hole and that's not too dramatic. And I think the footy club have been the first to get on the front foot and admit that. Danny Corcoran was the footy boss at Essendon from 2010 into 2013. So well-versed to speak about all things at Bomberland. He joins us on Sports Day. Danny, welcome. We appreciate your time.
No, pleasure, guys.
What's the gut feel as you watch on now as an outsider?
Yeah, I do watch her. I do watch a lot of it. And I think my overriding thoughts are that without you know, Hurley unavailable and Hooker not playing, and I think they've got a bit young, a bit quick. And I think that the other thing is that, you know, at the end of every season, before draft and trade, we would put up on the board. You know, we'd put up the Premier if it wasn't us, and put up our best team. And I think if we did that with the Bombers, particularly down back, where they probably lack a little bit of, you know, height and strength, and but also in the midfield, you know, with Job obviously retiring, that big body midfielder. Because look at your opposition. You know, if you put Cripps or Dangerfield or Oliver or Petrarca or Viney, I can keep, or Harms, you can keep going. You know, I don't think that the Bombers have got an equivalent to live in the cauldron of centre bounce and the clearances. And I think they've got a bit young, a bit quick. And that's not to say that some of their good young players just need time, and we've got to be patient and around those players.
Danny, I take all your points on board, and you're touching on talent, and you know better than most. You've been around footy, but isn't the main discussion around Essendon, especially in recent times, on attitude and the old argument being liked versus respected?
It looks like it from the outside. I know Dice really well, and you know, have a lot of respect for him, but I'm very much probably in the David Parkin camp, where, you know, I'd rather your anger when we win than your praise when we lose. And, you know, I was never a good loser, and always respectful of the opposition, and you know, well played, mate. But you know, that hardness you require is just so essential in the jungle of AFL. You know, you need those, and you need hard players and hard, big-bodied players around the ball, and they make a difference, and they set the way for particularly the younger players coming in. And that's why my feeling is that perhaps they've got a bit young, a bit quick, you know, with young Perkins and even, you know, Darcy Parrish gets a lot of the footy. But, you know, in terms of splitting open the contest in the cauldron, he's probably just not there yet.
The reason why I asked that, I've spoken to a lot of people in the footy world, and you wonder what's going on with Essendon, and, you know, that discussion I just spoke about, liked versus respected. Had that conversation a lot in my time down in Geelong. There's a couple of people feel that the whole liked attitude, I guess, by Essendon is still a flow-on effect of almost being apologetic for 2016 when they had the gap year. Do you feel like there's still people involved with Essendon almost apologetic?
No, not really. I don't, and not knowing it intimately now, but no, I don't feel that. I think there'll be a hangover for that, you know, for a period of time. But a lot of these players are have well and truly moved on from all of that. And I think sometimes the things are simple, you know, in our face. And you know, Jimmy, a good friend of ours, you know, David Whedon was, yep, told me that that he thought Truck was going to be really good coach, you know, through the next coach program. So if that's the case, the club's got to get around him and really support him. We've seen Hardwick, we've seen Buckley, we've seen so many of these young coaches go through these tough times, and it's now time to circle the wagons around the coach and the coaching staff. He's got a good, you know, a good staff. I don't think there's an apology from the past. I think everyone's moved on well and truly. This is what I think from that.
Yep, that's it.
And they're just regenerating the list. The problem is, it was talked up too much before the season. You know, they're in no way known with the young list were going to be, you know, a contender. Hopefully they would have made the eight.
But Danny, it shouldn't be happening like this, though. I mean, I take all your point about that they're young. Frio are young as well. And now I'm not saying they need to be Frio, but where is this blue-collar footy club that we saw last year under Ben Rutten? Where have they gone? So you're the expert among us that's been the head of footy. I'm just wondering, have they tried to implement a too complex game plan that's backfired? Or have the players lost relationship with the coach? Like, what's the most likely outcome for, take away the fact that they're losing games, it's more the way that they're losing that is a concern.
Yeah, it is, and that's a fact, and they're brushed aside, you know, a little bit too easily. For me, some of them are very, very good, you know, on the outside, but the way I see it is there's a real need for those real clearance players, those bigger body players to be. And it's just not working. We're not getting our hands on the footy enough.
Yep.
In the crunches, and whether that's coaching or not, I tell you what, it's a big difference when your really good mids can. And the thing is, players today, and Richmond are a great example of it. Players today in the modern game have to compete in every facet of the game. They've got to be good inside. They've got to be good outside. They've got to be able to defend, and they've got to be able to attack. And if you can't do that today, you're a very, very limited player. And you probably only have, you know, one or two of those in your team in terms of playing the whole system. So I think that's a real... There are some really good attacking players, but if you don't defend or you haven't got the physical capacity to defend, you're going to be exposed badly. And I think in quite a few games that I've seen this year, the Bombers have been exposed badly on the counter.
So do you think it's just purely a talent thing, Danny? Like, I understand you're saying they need the big body mids and they're hard to get a hold of. Once you get a good one, that you can see the impact they have on their side. So you don't think it's an attitude thing when they come out and have 30 tackles and Callum Mills has 13 for the Swans?
It's a problem. I think it's a problem that needs to be... certainly addressed with Dyson and the leadership group about how we do it, but you've got to actually walk the talk as well. And the problem is we're not seeing enough of that through the strength of the players and the leadership group at the moment. So, but I do think you know, and Jim, you've been through a review at a footy club, what it's like, and the leaks and the damaging aspects of what that does to a club. I think the club just needs to circle around the coach and the players and really say we've been pretty ordinary in these areas, and our goal for the rest of the year is to make inroads into those aspects of the game, because as we've seen a couple of times, and particularly a couple that I've seen have been pretty ordinary. So but you know, I don't think there's any suggestion of Truck, you know, not having the players or not having support. They're just not at the level of where the opposition is at this point in time, despite all the hype.
It's a massive month, I reckon, Jimmy, for the footy club. They've obviously got Dreamtime at the G. They're up against what looks to be a pretty rampant Tigers outfit. Then they go to the Adelaide Oval and take on Port. Then the bye, and then the 150th anniversary on a Friday night against Carlton. I mean, that's...
It's a tough run.
As you would know, Danny, that those... You know, the club will say, oh, it's only just another game. But when it's your 150th anniversary, and if your back's against the wall and you're playing old rivals like Carlton, they become pretty important matches for your club, don't they?
Yes, they do. And they stand, you know, these are the ones that the big games for your footy club, particularly 150th, you know, everyone's just got to stand up, and particularly against Carlton, for God's sake. And, you know, and they're pretty good. They're pretty good at the moment, but they're going to come up against a pretty good group of players, and you've got a few superstars, Carlton at the moment. None, you know, the fella, the number nine, but also the key defender is a pretty good player too. Mm. They've got a few others that they're really on the up, the Blues. But this is a tough month, and you know, we'd hope that the that the Bombers would respond after the, you know, the public humiliation of the game against the Swans.
Danny, great to have you on. We really appreciate your insights.
Pleasure, guys.
Danny Corcoran there, former Essendon footy boss. And, yeah, his message is for the club to circle around the coach. And it sounds like they're going to do that. I don't think there's any...
No.
I don't think there's been any inkling or any suggestion that Ben Rutten's job is under pressure at all. But the fact is, as you would know, Jimmy, when you take over a club like that, well, it's any club now, isn't it? There seems to be less patience with supporters because the competition has become more equal.
But do you lean into his thought process? It's just talent and we overrated them?
I think there is an element of that. Like when I look at Essendon's list and I pick out their best six players, if I compare that to the top six teams on the ladder right now, I don't think it's very close.
Yeah, but I understand that. They're an emerging team with a lot of draftees and young talent, and they've got some holes on their list. We've all noticed that. They're starting to address that through the draft. Obviously, Hobbs will be a very good inside mid when he matures. But
what's the but there?
But you can't have under 30 tackles in a game.
No, completely agree.
And I don't think it's a talent thing.
Their effort in those losses has been appalling.
Yeah.
And we know that because they had a very similar team last year and they were the opposite in as far as they were honest. They always had a crack.
Yeah, so you have to establish really quickly as a coaching staff, is it you don't know what you're doing?
Yep.
So do we need to just walk through and explain where you need to be on the field, what we're trying to achieve?
Which is hard to do in season.
No, you can have some positioning stuff. You know, next time you're at a stoppage, you know, be back shoulder, don't be 2 metres off. That gives you an opportunity to tackle. When the ball leaves the area, you've got to transition.
Yep.
You've got to cut out release marks. That then leads to the next one. Well, if you know what you're doing, can you physically not do it? Like, are you just not fit enough or big enough, strong enough? Do we need to get you bigger, stronger, all that sort of, almost the Olympics motto, stronger, higher, faster, that sort of stuff?
Yep.
And then the third one, which you bloody well hope is not coming out of their mouth, is you're just choosing not to do it.
Yeah, and that...
An attitude thing.
Does that speak to culture and leadership?
Well, this is what you've got to get to the bottom to. And I still remember a coach talking me through that. When things are going bad, they're normally the three questions you've got to ask of your group or individuals.
Do you know what you're doing? Are you physically capable of doing it? Yeah, or is it a choice that you're not doing it?
Yeah. You don't know it. Can you not do it? Or you choose not to do it?
Yeah. Interesting stuff. I'm sure we'll talk a lot more about Essendon in the coming weeks. Round 9, Rising Star, Corey Durden from the Blues is going to join us next.